coming off a dominant performance in Seattle, the Rams roll into Tennessee this week, looking to wrap up the division championship with another win. Plus, I sit down with one of their breakout stars, Farrell Cooper.
Show sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jim Hill. We have a very, very special treat for you on this edition of the Rams on Two Coaches Show. Running back coach Skip Pete. Now, some of you at home may say, Pete, now wait a minute. That sounds familiar. Well, it should, because you coached at UCLA for a year. Rodney played at USC, had a nice career in the NFL. And now look at you now here. Coaching the running backs of the Los Angeles Rams. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me here. I mean, it's funny, though, you say that about UCLA and the rivalry between SC and UCLA and me having an opportunity to coach at UCLA. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the very first Golden Bruin breakfast that I had to go speak to, mm-hmm. that Bob Toledo introduced me as the new running back coach. And when he did introduce me, he obviously said, you know, his brother is Rodney Pete, who played at USC, and I got booed. And I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. I said, I mean, I didn't go to USC. I mean, he did, but I didn't. But we did the intro again, and then the people were, you know, cordial and welcomed me into the family. But, I mean, it's been an honor to have an opportunity to come here and coach in this city, which has obviously been part of championships for many, many years, and you know, with this organization that's had a lot of success over the years.
I know you really like loyalty. And one of the truest forms of loyalty to me is that when there was a change in the staff, Todd Gurley went to management and said, I want him to stay. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was amazing to me, too. When Sean told me that, I was, you know, at first I was like, whoa. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah, he called. Mm-hmm. And but, I mean, Todd and I had a unique, I would say, relationship. I mean, the one thing that, you know, I think our room is a very special room. We kind of all get together. We can joke and kid. Oh, and the one thing that, you know, I kind of stress between everyone in the room is that we have a certain standard that we try to live by and what we want to get accomplished. And in order to do that, they got to be open communication, you know, because, I mean, once we have that communication and we have the ability to speak our own mind, then I think we have a good bond. Majority of the games, like I tell him, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to be firmer on you during the week. But on game day, in the weekend, it's your time.
He takes the tight handoff like a fullback, breaks to his right 30, the 25, the 20. Todd Gurley barrels down to the 15. First down, L.A.
All I'm here for is to help direct you in what's happening out on the field. But you got to give me feedback. The relationship as far as the communication has been pretty good and the bond's been pretty strong. I mean, he's a very special person besides just a good football player.
Now you've got a two-game lead in the division. Another win this coming Sunday and you will be division champions. Have you noticed a little anxiousness or anxiety among the team in practice this week?
No, I would say it's just a status quo in my mind as far as the approach of really not just the running back, but just about everybody on the team. I think Sean kind of keeps us all grounded as far as taking one game at a time, staying focused on what the task is at hand. And obviously this week it's the Tennessee Titans, who they're a good football team. So we got to be ready and be prepared to go up there and give our best effort. It's a team that, you know, you got to be prepared for. And I think we look at that as a challenge.
And speaking of challenges, you have a challenge with their defense because they're ranked third in the NFL. So when you go into a game and you know that the opposition is ranked really high, it really challenges your intellect and game planning, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you're going against a team that's ranked very highly and stopping the run, then it makes you focus and concentrate on everything that you have to do as a running team and focus on the techniques, the fundamentals, even more so. The approach has got to be very, very sound.
Has the snap. Scrambles to his right and throws. Gurley in the flat. Gurley at the 10. Gurley goes in. His fourth touchdown of the day. Three on the ground and now one through the air. Sean McVay celebrates. Gurley going off in Seattle.
Todd should be considered for MVP. We know he's going to go to the Pro Bowl and things like that. Their defense is really, really good. So do you anticipate certain things that they're going to do? Because they know that if they can stop the run against you, they got a good chance in the game.
I think, and like I tell the running backs, I go, listen, I go, when you start a game, the defense is fresh. I go, we designed these plays to have success against the defensive scheme that they're going to play. But when the defense is fresh and you're going against a fresh defense, it's hard to crack seams. I mean, you may have the first three or four runs, you may not get a yard. But you still got to utilize your technique and fundamentals to continue trying to get that yard. Eventually, they're going to break down. And those one-yard runs become four. Those four-yard runs become 10. Those 10-yard runs become 57 yards like we had last week.
When a team is desperate like they are, do you sometimes try to get prepared for the unconventional?
Well, their defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau, is a little bit unconventional in some of the things that he does. But I would say that they're a pretty sound defense. I mean, they have an understanding of the scheme that they want to run. They're pretty good at running that scheme. And, I mean, he's been running that scheme forever. I mean, he did it for years in Pittsburgh, and now he's in Tennessee with that scheme. But like we tell our guys, I mean, they're another defense. I mean, they're another talented defense. We just got finished playing a very talented defense in Seattle. Every week, it's going to be a talented defense. We play in a National Football League. I think running the football at times can be difficult. But you got to keep pounding and pounding, and eventually it cracks.
And when you find that crack, number 30 goes zoo, 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 zoo.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they hope that Todd Gurley will go this tomorrow against the Tennessee Titans. And stay right where you are. Coach and I will be right back in just a couple of moments.
Coming up, Coach Pete takes a close look at Todd Gurley's sensational performance in Seattle. And a little later, we'll slow down return specialist Farrell Cooper just enough to reflect on his Pro Bowl year.
Rams on 2 giveaway contest is back. A new season for fans to win great prizes. It's easy to score with CBS 2 every week. Watch Rams on 2 for the secret code. Then text it to 84816 to win.
Third down and 20 from the Rams 43. Goff under center. You would expect a conservative call here from McVay. He turns left shoulder, gives to Gurley. Huge hole left side midfield. Gurley sprinting 40. Gurley first down. Gurley 20, 10, and touchdown! Todd Gurley on third down and 20 with a house call. And before the half, this game is all but finished. Sean McVay and the Rams do it again.
And welcome back to the Rams on 2 Coaches Show. I'm Jim Hill along with running backs coach Skip Pete. And Skip, let's talk about Todd Gurley and the complete back that he is. What goes into someone being a complete back?
I think when you talk about a guy having the ability to be a complete back, I think he has to do one, two, and three things. He's obviously have to have the ability to run the football, which a lot of those guys obviously come in the league having the ability to do that. They have to be able to run routes, catch the ball out of the backfield. And I think the most important thing for young backs and even veteran backs is their ability to pass protect. They got to be able to do that. So when they master those three things, I think they become a complete back. And we're fortunate enough to have a guy that's capable of doing that in Todd.
Let's talk about something that's very special against Seattle when he ripped off this 57-yard run. And I know you want to show us that, but it's really kind of amazing when you talk about Todd, you talk about his vision, you talk about him following the holes as they open up, which you have on this play right here.
This is obviously a third and 20 play at the end of the half. We knew that we were having the ball coming out of the halftime. So what we wanted to do was basically get a playoff to where we didn't give these guys an opportunity to get the ball back and then possibly get down and kick a field goal and then going with any type of momentum in halftime. So we wanted to run a safe outside zone play to our weak side and kind of go into halftime and be ready to get the ball. Now, as you can see here, we get a great block by Andrew Whitworth right over here, the left tackle. And then Roger Saffold does a great job of climbing up on, I think that's the safety there. He does a great job of blocking him and basically paving the way for Todd to patiently run through the defense and be patient enough to just basically let it happen. If we take a look at the end zone here, I don't know if you have the end zone copy here. As you can see Andrews doing a good job of stretching and getting width. And then this is Earl Thomas, their all-pro safety that we got Roger Saffold working his way up to get up on. And that center and the guard do a great job of pinning the down tackle inside. Todd's running an outside course to the hip of Andrew Whitworth, and he's going to let the whole structure of the play stretch and let the hole open and run in with patience. And once he sees daylight, then he accelerates. Now, if you go back, the one thing that we know about Seattle is that what they like to do is try to force the back to wind the ball back. As you can see, Bobby Wagner's kind of hanging back. He's not really fast flowing to the play because what they're trying to do is trying to force Todd to cut the ball back. But that doesn't necessarily happen. We get a nice hole on the front side, and then once he gets into the open field, then he utilizes his speed and kind of outruns their secondary.
It's really kind of amazing. But the other thing that makes him a complete back is his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, which is absolutely incredible.
Yes, yes. He has very, very soft hands. He's very natural as far as running routes. If you can pause this here for a second. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was a third down play later in the game. We knew in this situation we were going to get man-to-man in this situation down in what we call the red area, which is the plus 20 to the goal line type defense. So they're manned up on our three wide receivers here and our tight end on the backside. The linebacker has Todd man-to-man. So what we want to try to do now when we get man-to-man is run some form of crossing routes to where we can create basically rubs or diversions of guys trying to run and cover guys but going across the formation. As you can see, we're going to have these three guys actually run across the formation as Todd steps up and works and finds a way in a lane through to come out the backside. And once that happens, then Bobby Wagner's got to work his way through all that traffic. And if we can get this thing going, I think we can see what happens. Bobby disguises, but he still has a man. We have the two crossers going. Their two guys plus their bodies. Bobby's kind of got to run through all that traffic. And then all of a sudden, here comes Todd sneaking out the back door. And that's basically kind of what happens, you know. Not picks, mm-hmm. but just diversion of bodies that he's got to run through. But, I mean, the one thing that Todd has done a great job of is he's really worked a lot in this area as far as being ability to run routes out of the backfield. He's patient. He understands the scheme of the defense. He understood the scheme that he needed to do as far as the lane he needed to find to get out and run the route and get in position to basically outrun Bobby Wagner on that play.
And all of those things are exactly what Todd Gurley is all about. And Coach and I will be right back in just a couple of moments.
It's time for the Rams on 2 Star of the Week.
Wilson at the pocket collapses. He's wrapped up at the 15. It's a sack for the Rams as Donald comes out of the pile. Four-man rush. They get there. Russell Wilson with the pocket crumbling. Has to spin out of trouble. And he throws it backwards. Out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Another shotgun snap to Wilson. He is hit immediately. Aaron Donald almost beat the football there and comes away with his third sack of the afternoon. Pharaoh Cooper takes it at the 40, breaks to his left. Cooper to Cardinals territory. Pharaoh Cooper down to the 30-yard line. The 15, the 20 gets a block. He's got the 40. Pharaoh Cooper into Cowboys territory. Pharaoh Cooper retreats to take at the 47. He breaks right. Into Seattle territory. Into the clear. Pharaoh Cooper 10. Pharaoh Cooper at the goal line. Inside the one for the Rams.
And welcome back to Rams on 2, the Coach's Show. I'm Jim Hill. How about this? In just his second year in the league, Pharaoh Cooper is able to take it to the house whenever he touches the ball. And because of the great season he had this year, he's going to the Pro Bowl. Earlier this week, I sat down and talked with him, and believe me, he is one of the best of the best.
Special teams, you know, being put back there, punt returner, kick returner, you know, I try to use my assets, you know, one of my biggest assets, run after the catch. So, you know, trying to just get in the open field, make plays, you know, trust my blockers, you know, hit the creases and go.
On your returns, it looks like sometimes the opposition is running on a treadmill.
You know, our blockers, you know, they do a great job of, you know, blocking them at the point of attack. So, you know, they're not going to block them until, you know, they get close to me. So, you know, I do a I do the best, you know, try and set them up so they can get put on their blocks, you know, try and go from there.
Sometimes when you're returning and you get a couple little shifty moves, you see people falling at your feet, falling down. Then it's almost like, you know, uh-oh, we're going to the house on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Once you probably break a couple tackles and you see, you know, a lot of green grass and the punter ahead of you, and you got another player in front of you blocking for you, you know, it's a great chance you're going to score.
What do you have, 2, 3, 4 different speeds?
About 4 or 5, 6. About 4 or 5 different gears.
Your gears, you shift from one gear to the next in a hurry.
Right, yeah. So, you know, catching the ball, I'm about at 1, you know, starting to set up the blocks around 2, 3. You know, see the crease, mm-hmm. 4, open field, about 5 to 6.
And next thing you know, 6 points.
6 points.
Midfield Farrell Cooper into Jack's territory. 10-5, touchdown LA!
I was just marveling at how much it ignites the rest of the team for the rest of the game, because you can be the tone setter for the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, after watching film today, you know, after the punt return and kick return units, you know, you see people on the sideline, coaches, players, you know, the offense, you know, they're all running down on the sideline with me. You know, you see Tavon Austin running down the sideline with me, Coach Joel Berry, he's running down the sideline, Coach Ty, you know, so everybody's excited, you know, setting up the offense in good field position. They're always excited about that.
They're running behind you because you're leaving them in your dust. They're not as fast as you are, though.
Trying to do that.
He makes the catch at the near side, numbers, breaks to his left, looks for the lane at the 40. He slides inside 45 midfield. Blocking again, breaks left to the outside. Farrell Cooper into Seahawks territory. The special teams of LA are devastating the Seahawks here in week 15.
You know, the word has gotten out. You better look out for the Rams now, because they are really, really tough. And what you did to Seattle in Seattle has made a lot of people around the league say, ooh, these guys mean business.
Yeah, we all felt the same way, and, you know, everybody in the facility feels the same way. You know, nobody outside of the facility probably believed in us. You know, now they're seeing as we're starting to roll, you know, beat Seattle pretty bad. So, you know, they're starting to give us a lot more attention, you know, than what we already had. So, you know, we're just going to keep believing. You know, we're still not done. We got a lot to do still to get where we want to go.
Now, Cooper currently leads the league in kickoff return yards. He's one of 3 Rams special team players who have been invited to the Pro Bowl. Stay right where you are, because when we come back, we'll have today's special code word and a question for Coach.
Rams on 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Fan on 2, sponsored by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Hi, this is Jared from Eastvale. Tonight's secret code is gridiron. Go Rams!
Along with running backs coach Skip Pete, I'm Jim Hill. Welcome back to Rams on 2 Coaches Show. And it's time now for what we call Ask the Coach a Question. Remember, if you have a question for Coach, just visit our Facebook page or tweet us at CBSLA using the hashtag RamsOn2. This week's question comes from, Coach, you'll get this, left-handed crab. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the question. You've been in football for a long time. Is this the most fun season you've ever had?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Obviously, when you have success and you're winning, I mean, those seasons are fun. But I would say, you know what, I mean, when you look back at it, I think every season has its ups and downs and its bright spots, and the ability to meet new people each year, I think, is something that makes what we do a lot of fun. When you see young people come in and have success, the team has success, and then, I mean, obviously that's something that, you know, you look forward to. And I think so far this year, you know, we've had a lot of young players that have, even though, you know, Todd is in his third year, he's still a young player. Jarrett, you know, in his second year. Those guys are having a lot of fun playing, and you're excited to see them have the success that they're having.
But this is the time of the year when injuries rear their ugly head, and they have hit you right between the eyes with kicker Greg Zuerlein. And how does that alter your offensive approach, or does it alter your offensive philosophy just a little bit when you know your kicker, who's so reliable, is not there?
Yeah, I mean, well, Greg was a huge part of our team. I mean, we knew as an offense, if we got to the 40-yard line, we had points. So, I mean, it kind of took a little bit of pressure off the offense as far as knowing that they didn't have to drive it all the way down in there. But, I mean, we're confident that, I mean, the new kicker that we signed, Sam, is going to do a good job. It's our job, obviously, as an offense to, try to score every drive we have it, not necessarily count on the kicker, try to put and punch the ball in the end zone. So those are things that we're going to try to focus on.
It's almost like you can hardly wait for Sunday to get here to wrap up the championship.
It's exciting. You know, I mean, it's some guys coach for years and years and don't get this opportunity. So, I mean, some players play for a long period of time and don't get opportunity. So, I mean, it's an exciting time, and, I mean, I think we got to all cherish this moment and go out and do the best we can to, you know, bring this thing home on Sunday.
And, of course, that's going to do it for this edition of the Rams on 2 Coaches Show. Thank you so much for watching. And remember, the Rams are just one win away from the division championship. So long, everybody.